making the best of a blackout. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Last summer's massive electrical blackout shut down more than 100 power plants in the northeastern United States and southeastern Canada. But according to Laxon Marufu, an atmospheric chemist at the University of Maryland, the blackout did have a good side.
The blackout enabled the performance of a rather rare experiment in atmospheric chemistry. By turning power plants off while all other factors were kept fairly constant, it provided a unique opportunity to quantify directly and for the very first time the contribution of power plants to regional haze and ozone.
He says that just as the blackout was taking place, the university's research aircraft was in flight measuring air quality. The data showed that 24 hours into the blackout, the air over Pennsylvania had 90% less sulfur dioxide, half as much ozone, and 70% less light scattered by particles.
What was also interesting was that carbon monoxide and the light-absorbing particles, which are primarily produced by automobiles, were unaffected.
So Marufu says the findings show that controlling emissions from power plants can go a long way toward reducing pollutants like sulfur dioxide and ozone. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.